Text numéro 77. Tangled in an endless web of distractions. It was supposed to be a quick diversion, Katie Inman told herself last week as she flipped open her laptop. She had two tests to study for, three problem sets due, a paper to revise. But within minutes, the MIT sophomore was drawn into the depths of the internet, her work shunted aside. I'd just closed Facebook, but then I reopened it. It's horrible, said Inman, a mechanical engineering major. I would type a sentence for my paper and then get back on Facebook. Desperate for productivity, Inman did something many of her classmates at one of the most wired campuses would find unfathomable. She installed a program that blocks certain websites for up to 24 hours. No social networking, no email, no aimless surfing. Over the past decade, schools raced to connect students to the internet, in dorms, classrooms, even under the old oak tree. But now professors are urging college leaders across the country to free students from their tether to technology by pulling the virtual plug to encourage students to pay more attention in class and become more adept at real-life social networking. Other colleges have maintained digital-free oases, despite competitive pressures forcing many schools to keep up in the technological arms race. One teacher said, I always wonder, why are they in class? Because it's clear they are not paying attention. These are smart students, but they're doing terribly in class because they think they can multitask, but they can't. Indeed, a 2009 Stanford University study showed that students who were chronic media multitaskers were more easily distracted. Not only did it impede students' concentration and learning, the effects linger, according to a study of freshmen who write papers in their dorm while simultaneously chatting with multiple friends on Facebook while also talking to someone in their room and surfing the web. But it turned out, multitaskers are not good at switching tasks or ignoring irrelevant information. They also don't write as well and use simpler sentences. Such behaviours have very real consequences for the wiring of the young brain. The scarier part is that even when they stop multitasking, their brains still don't work properly. Basically, they just don't pay attention well. Limiting multitasking in the classroom is not sufficient. People have to limit it when they're alone too. Even more worrisome than the negative effect on academics is the social consequence. Preliminary evidence shows that college students who multitask are less emotionally attuned to others. There is not much emotional content on Facebook, so you essentially have a generation that is becoming socially autistic because they lack the practicing skills to navigate social and emotional life. Adapted from the Boston Globe, April 2011.